Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Driftwood Point by Mariah Stewart. Narrated by Exie Sands. Diary. It occurred to me this morning how much I love early summer, the sweet time between the cool mornings of spring and the humid days of deep summer. Most of the flowers I love best are in bloom, or about to be, like the peonies that have bloomed here at the inn for more years than I can calculate. My Daniel's mother planted them, oh, I'm guessing around 1940 or so. Same with the roses. She had a green thumb for sure, that mother-in-law of mine did. In season, we have bowls of peonies and tall vases of roses all throughout the inn. No little plastic vials of air freshener required. I'm thinking about Dan's mother and her black-eyed Susans and the hollyhocks that she planted so long ago. They've reseeded themselves over and over through the years, because I found out this morning that the seeds for those very flowers, the Susans and the hollyhocks, were given to Mother Sinclair by my dear friend Ruby Carter. Let me explain. Ruby was here for our weekly get-together, and I had a vase full of those pretties cut just this morning for the table where Ruby and I would have our lunch. She smiled when she saw them and touched the petals, and then said in that wonderful dialect peculiar to our cannibal island, "These be mine, once upon a time," gave an envelope full to Marion. That was my mother-in-law. One August, when I had so many, I was giving them away by the fistful. Well, imagine my surprise. Yes, of course, I'd noticed the proliferation of flowers around Ruby's place. That would be the general store over on Cannonball Island. And I had noticed that they were the same old-fashioned variety as those we had here at the inn. But I assumed that since both the inn and Ruby's store are historic buildings in the truest sense, the flowers had been planted around the same time. It made my heart happy to know that something of Ruby's.